It's time for our monthly catch-up now with Anne Hornsby from Mind's Eye Arts. And what are we looking at? It's audio description. We're going to the theatre, speaking with Anne about some productions, some touring productions that have AD. Now, this gives blind and partially sighted patrons the chance to don headphones in the auditorium, and they will get descriptions of what's happening on stage in between the actors' dialogue, so really opening up the theatre to more people. Anne, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I have to say, Anne, I have seen two of these as movies, not seen any of them on stage. So let's start with, I think, can you call Educating Rita a classic?
I think you can by now. It's been around with us for a long time. It's had various incarnations for many key actors have taken the parts in the play. This is by Willie Russell, set in a university that is probably in Liverpool, and aging university lecturer Frank, who's a bit world-weary and likes to take a drop of scotch, encounters a breath of fresh air, and this is Rita. Rita is a hairdresser, and she is hungry for knowledge. She's applied to come on this course. She left school without any qualifications. She comes from a very working class background, and she wants to know. She wants to learn. She wants to improve her life and the opportunities available to her. So we have a bit of a clash of personalities there, a bit of a clash of cultures. Frank is very set in his ways. He's middle-aged, he's middle class, and he hasn't really ever come across anyone like Rita ever before. People might know My Fair Lady or Pygmalion by George Bernard Shaw, and in a way it takes that sort of theme, the theme of a young working class woman, slightly older man, who decides to set about educating her and arguably improving her. But along the way, they find out different things about each other, and they kind of find out each needs the other. So there isn't just one person in the relationship doing the giving and the other taking. It's a great play. It's very clever because it's quite political with a small p. It makes us ask questions about the class system, about education, and it's also very, very funny.
It's quite an absorbing film, I thought.
Yes, I think it has a lot to offer. And also, I would say for anyone who's blind or partially sighted, it's a really good one to go and listen to, because all the important stuff in the play is what the characters say. But what you'll find, and what with the feedback we've had so far, is that the audio description just enhances it. So it tells us things about the changes in Rita's appearance. It tells us when Frank's lifting down a bottle of whiskey that's hidden away behind his volume of Dickens. So it just adds those little touches, and often they're little touches of humour. But above all, it's about the dialogue and what the characters say. So a really good one to listen to.
Okay, when and when does this one take place?
I'm describing it down in Norwich, but it is going on a tour around the country. We've done Bradford, we've done Keswick. So I think if people find out that it's near them and they ask for a description, if it's not been advertised, it should certainly be quite straightforward to set one up.
Great. Okay, so Educating Rita. The next one we're going to chat about, I thought this was a hilarious movie. I really loved Little Miss Sunshine.
Yes, I think this one will be a lot of fun. It's going to be my first description of it. This one's coming to Bradford in June. So I haven't done it so far, but it just sounds crazy, madcap. And the characters, this sort of dysfunctional family in their Volkswagen camper van traveling miles and miles and miles across America. It just sounds like it will be a real barrel of laughs. And again, lots to think about families, about how people get on, about what is important in life. But I think people will really, really enjoy it. And it should be a really good one to come to. And of course, we'll do a touch tour as we do for all our shows. So that's where we take people on stage beforehand and we show them elements of costume and set. sometimes the actors come to say hello, but we never promise that. And it gives people a really first-hand and a hands-on experience of the stage. It's also very useful to us as describers, because then when we refer to things later, we know that the people who've been on the touch tour will be thinking, oh, yes, I touched that, or I know where that is, or even I tried that on. And they can have a more of an immediate multi-sensory experience, if you like. Mm.
And again, such a funny film. And Little Miss Sunshine, the character herself is brilliant in it. Yeah. Love it. Singing and dancing and so on. So this is a touring production again, Anne?
It is, yes, yes. It's out on the road, literally. So people should be able to catch it all around the place.
Lovely. Okay, let's take one final one then for today. Now, I've heard a lot about this stage show. It's the Book of Mormon.
It is, yes. Again, this is a new one. This is the first time we're going to be describing it. First of all, we're describing it in Manchester in June. It sounds mega. It sounds epic. Everything I've read about it and the little clips I've seen so far just promise a night to blow you away. It's not one to come to, I think it's fair to say, if you're easily offended, if you don't like colourful language. It tells the story of the Mormon missionaries who get sent out to Uganda to try and convert people to their religion. So it's very tongue-in-cheek. It could be considered somewhat disrespectful, but it is an absolute real entertaining night out. And I think the audience that comes along will just have an amazing time. It's gone down a storm in London and other places where it's been, but this is a new touring production, so hopefully they'll be thinking about more audio description once it gets out and gets around England and Scotland and all the places it's going to. I think this is going to be one where I have to keep my face straight so that I don't snort down the microphone with laughter at what's going on.
Is it always difficult when you do a production for the very first time? Because I know we talk about some of the shows and you've done them regularly, although perhaps casts change or maybe the, you know, sort of choreography and things may change as well, but the essence is always there. Is it really intense when you do something for the first time, when you're learning to put things?
It is, really, yes. It involves a large amount of work, of rehearsal, of scripting, of trying things out, seeing whether there's sufficient time, going through your script, deciding what's really important in case things have to go. So you're making editing decisions. But above all, you're saying, well, what moves the plot forward? What is causing a reaction amongst the audience, which you might not get if you couldn't see? What is this telling us about the characters? And making sure that you focus on that and that you don't distract the audience. I think one of the key elements of description is knowing when to come in and describe something and when to just let something go. And certainly going back to educating Rita, there aren't very many gaps, and it would be tempting to just keep saying he stands, he walks, he sits down, he does this, he walks around the room. And sometimes you just have to hold back and just let people listen so you don't overload people with information. But obviously, once you get to know a piece, then you can rehearse it and just come in and see any cast changes or as you say, changes in choreography, lighting, set. Sometimes change because theatres have different size stages, so sometimes things can't fly in and out or different pieces of the set can't be used. But there you're really tweaking your script, whereas when you do it for the first time, you're developing it and creating it and putting together this work of art, which it is in a way, accompanying the work of art that's on the stage.
It absolutely is a work of art, highly professional as well. We're almost out of time, so if people would like to learn more about the shows you're describing, what's coming up and so on, or just keep up to date with Mind's Eye News, what's the best way to do that?
We're on Twitter, that's at Mind's Eye Art. If you'd like to go to our website, that's mindseyedescription.co.uk, and there's an events page there with a calendar with all the performances on and a list of useful telephone numbers. Also, if you just want to drop us an email, that's always welcome. That's mindseyedescription@gmail.com. or we have a Facebook site as well, a Mind's Eye Facebook site. So you can always check in there and keep up to date. And we put things like the times of the touch tours and last minute pieces of information on there so people can always check in.
And we'll catch up with you again next month. But for the moment, thank you once again for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you, Alan.